The Business News Hour is supported by the certified public accountants at Shaw and Desmond, looking beyond the numbers for you and your business. ShawandDesmond.com and Insight Advertising, connecting businesses with consumers at InsightCubed.com.
His name is Kyle Horn, ladies and gentlemen. He is a returning visitor to the Business News Hour, and you might say, well, why is Kyle Horn a returning visitor to the Business News Hour? And the reason that Kyle Horn is a returning visitor to the Business News Hour is because he is making magic happen in so many people's lives. This is a great, great story. I urge you to listen to the entire thing because the name of the organization is Iowa Job Honor Awards, and it talks about the honor in having a job for not only the individual, but also the individual's family, and we're going to break it all down for you. Welcome back, Kyle. Good to have you here again.
Pleasure to be here as always.
You Michael. Are always welcome. Anytime this microphone is on, Kyle Horn, you are invited to come and share your story.
Fantastic.
What do we got going on? You've just opened up nominations.
We have indeed. Yeah, the fourth annual Iowa Job Honor Awards, if you can believe it or not, has just opened nominations. And in fact, the nominations will be open until July 31st. So we're spreading the word across the state. We want to hear fantastic stories of individuals who have overcome significant barriers to employment to find success in the workforce. Yeah. And we want to celebrate those people.
And so let's bring people up to speed. We've talked about nominations are open. What is Iowa Job Honor?
Iowa Job Honor Awards is a recognition of the fact that we have thousands of individuals in the state of Iowa who have despaired of finding a job. Now, these are people who are not counted among the state's unemployed, because to satisfy the definition of unemployed, you must be actively seeking employment.
And so many people have dropped out of the workforce.
They have indeed. And yeah. If you've not looked for 4 weeks, you are shifted into the island of misfit toys category called not attached to labor force.
Oh.
And it's interesting when you consider how incomplete a picture of Iowa's jobless citizens is the so-called unemployment rate. It's currently 3.1% in Iowa, which equates to around 52,000 unemployed. So to give that a good visual reference, those would easily fit in Kinnick Stadium, which sure. I think holds about 70,000 people. But would you hazard a guess, Michael, at the number of adults of working age in Iowa who are neither employed nor actively seeking employment?
I have no idea.
The answer is 763,000.
Get out of town.
Yeah. So we're talking there about 11 Kinnick stadiums. Now, to be fair and to not be sensationalist, a lot of those people are not working for perfectly legitimate reasons. They're retired. They may have disabilities so profound that they're not able to hold a job. Could be people who have opted to remain home and care for family members. They might be attending school. But a significant number of that 750,000 Iowans are individuals who despaired of finding a job. These are individuals with prior criminal convictions who, after 20, 30 doors have been slammed in their face, they've given up, withdrawn from the workforce, dragging their past like a ball and chain. These are veterans who have come back after noble service to their country, and yet they've had a difficult time acclimating to the civilian workforce. So again, they withdraw. It may be immigrants and refugees, individuals who are very talented, skilled tradespeople, even professionals in their home countries, and yet they struggle to get a job cleaning hotel rooms here in the United States.
So see it all the time.
They're languishing. And the bottom line is what America's Job Honor Awards is all about is shining a spotlight on those who successfully overcome those employment barriers and enter the workforce. And in so doing, we accomplish two things. We encourage others to overcome their barriers, and most significantly, we introduce the employer community to this great untapped workforce, and we let them know with all the hand-wringing about our inability to find qualified talent, a significant part of the solution is in our own backyard.
That is an amazing story. And we talk with people, Kyle, every single day here on the Business News Hour that bemoan the fact that they cannot find qualified employees. And yet you're telling me that there are at least 500,000.
Well, there's certainly tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands,
yeah,
that are sitting out there.
That are sitting out there. There's no question about it. And I think that we've become so attuned to the notion that people match certain criteria before they're considering that it's time really for Iowa employers, in my view, to get creative and to reassess some of their pre-screen requirements. For example, many companies developed policies against hiring individuals with criminal convictions. And when they made those policies, it was in an entirely different context. context, with unemployment rates at twice their current levels. It may have made sense then, but it does not make sense now. Now, I'm the first one to agree, as a former hiring manager myself, that the best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. And indeed, when a stranger is sitting across the desk from you, often that's all you have to go by. But the fact of the matter is, people change. Not everyone changes, but some do. And we need to have a system that recognizes that when a person's life is demonstrably on a new trajectory, that person needs to be given a chance in the workforce.
Well, as you know, HR professionals are risk averse.
Absolutely.
I mean, because it costs money every time you have to turn a position.
Big money.
Big money. And so I understand that reluctance. But it's really great, I think, superlative that we have an association or an organization like Iowa Job Honor that can now lift up the possibilities. Not, this is not going to work for everybody, but the possibilities that if you do take a shot and you do take a chance on a worker, that that worker will not only do a good job, but perhaps even excel.
Very true. Yes. What we often say is that the likelihood of turnover for an individual who has been trained and vetted by a reputable workforce development agency is probably less, or at least it's not greater than, an individual who's coming in off the street about whom you know nothing.
Right.
Because this is somebody who's been under a microscope, they've been trained, they've been vetted, and you've got a professional who's worked with that person and who can say to a hiring manager, look, they were here every night for 14 weeks, 4 hours a night. They were fully engaged. This person is committed to turning their life around. Great attendance and punctuality. I'd say that that's quite a bit to go on.
We're talking
for a hiring manager.
Kyle Horn, ladies and gentlemen. He is with Iowa Job Honor Awards. What about taking a look back? Now, you've done this for 4 years.
Yep.
How are we doing? How are some of the folks that have been honored as Iowa Job Honor Award winners? How are they doing?
They're doing great, and it's really proving the concept. These are individuals who are showing by their actions that all they required was a shot. All they needed was a chance at bat, and they've been able to really turn that into a great job and an opportunity to take care of themselves, their families, an opportunity to enter into the American dream. And, you know, that's one way of looking at what we're trying to do here. We're trying to improve our nation's workforce participation rate, our labor force participation
rate. Which is at an all-time high. Low, rather.
It's at an all-time low, yeah.
Right.
Some states are doing better than others. You know, Iowa has always ranked rather high, and indeed many of the states in the Midwest and upper Midwest are doing pretty well.
But on a national basis, I don't think we've seen this disengagement from employment for a long, long time.
Well, you're right. The national number is, 62.9% is the national
That's
number.
Crazy.
We have some states in the South where nearly 50% of adults of working age are neither employed nor actively seeking employment. You know, and here in Iowa, it's over 30%. So people often regard those numbers almost like background radiation, like you just accept it. It's something to be avoided. But we're asking the question, what about that 31.1% in Iowa? Is it truly a recipe for sustainability economically when nearly a third of your prospective workforce is on the sidelines?
When we talk about this in the Iowa Job Honor Program, you are honoring how many individuals?
A total of 4 honorees per year, 2 individuals and 2 companies that do a laudable job of hiring disadvantaged candidates.
I would suspect that some would say to you, well, wait a minute, Kyle, that's only 2 individuals and 2 companies. How is that going to make a difference? But I think, and I'm going to answer the question, well, I'm not going to answer the question for you, but because I know what the answer is. Why is that the wrong way to look at this?
Because these are exemplars. For everyone that we select as a representative, there are scores of individuals who were equally qualified for that award. One of the hardest things we do is make that selection and turn others away because they're all winners. You know, among the things we endeavor to do each year is make sure that we have good geographic representation across the state. We don't want it to turn into the Des Moines Job Honor Awards or the Chicago Job Honor Awards. But, you know, I'm a rural guy myself, and I want to make sure that rural parts of the state are well represented. We also want good gender diversity and a good diversity of employment barriers. You know, we want to see returning citizens, individuals coming out of prison, getting jobs. We want to see individuals who are dealing with mental and physical disability. We want to see immigrant and refugee stories. Those are stories that need to be told. told we need to put a human face on them and convince employers that, you know, if we've not been giving serious consideration to those candidates in the past, we're hurting ourselves because they make not only adequate employees, but many employers report that they make exemplary employees.
One of the things, and exactly what you're doing right now, is you're educating companies and corporations through this broadcast and the many other outreaches that you do about the possibility of taking a shot and taking the opportunity and making someone's life more complete. And that, well and above the two honorees, both corporate and individuals, is the real story here, because you're able to educate so many more people, and you've just signed a new sponsor. Is that correct?
Yes, a new partner for our venue. Yes, as a matter of fact, we'll be working with the Iowa Society of Human Resources Management. Fantastic.
Good
partner.
For you.
Yeah, I appreciate that. We'll be presenting on October 12th at the Hy-Vee Hall in Des Moines. And their state conference is a three-day event, which actually runs October 11th through 13th. We'll be presenting on day two over lunch. And so that place will be packed with hundreds of human resources leaders from across the state. These are individuals who are equipped to go back to their companies and make the requisite changes to make sure that they're giving such individuals a fair shake.
Those are the folks, feet on the ground, across the desk, that so many people will sit and try to get a job. And if they can be turned, if their attitude or if their outlook can be turned to giving folks a shot – when they're crying, you know, they just don't have employees, they can't find anybody, and then in walks somebody with a checkered past being the most important mm-hmm. word there, why not give them a shot and see whether or not they can work into the system?
Absolutely. Mm. And I think they appreciate the fact that our approach is balanced and businesslike.
Sure.
We always say that we do not advocate for the indiscriminate hiring of individuals with red flags in their background. You know, there are some people who come out of prison whom I wouldn't touch with a 10-foot pole
sure.
because they're unchanged. Our argument is simply for the individuals whose lives are demonstrably on a new trajectory. And there are ways of managing that, of determining whether they are. One is, how does the individual present in the interview? Are they able to articulate a transformation point or points in their life? In other words, can they explain why the individual sitting before the hiring manager is not the same person chronicled in the criminal record before that person? And if they can't articulate that, then frankly, you've no business hiring them.
You know, because, yeah, right. Yeah. You know, why would you do that?
Because it demonstrates complete lack of self-awareness.
When we talk outside of the world of criminality or that checkered past, what we're talking about recent immigrants and individuals that have come to this country, and as you indicated, very well educated, very, you know, and they have trouble finding jobs cleaning the Holiday Inn rooms. How does that play into the Iowa Job Honor Program?
You know, I think a lot of it is, again, it's going to perception. We, by showing these success stories, we tend to humanize people that otherwise hiring managers might be uncomfortable considering. Mm-hmm. They might wonder about their ability to communicate with coworkers and even legitimate concerns. Will they be able to correctly understand our policies and procedures? Will they be able to stay safe by following our safety requirements? And yet the stories that we feature demonstrate that that can be done and can be done very effectively. And, you know, even more importantly, the amount of resilience and commitment to quality that we see among candidates like that is just almost indescribable. You know, we've had individuals who have been through hellish circumstances on their way to the United States. And by the time they make it to the job, nothing will ever be hard again for that person because their hell is behind them.
And you want me to work a double shift? Done.
Done. And the coffee's cold? Couldn't
done.
Care less.
Yeah, exactly.
And the things that people around them are freaking out about, it's just not a big deal.
Yeah.
Attendance and punctuality is there because they recognize the value of the job.
Amazing story. This is Iowa Job Honor Awards Program, a brand new partner with this, the Iowa Society of Human Resource Professionals. What a great organization, and what a super way for you to reach out to so many people. The real folks that make the decisions. Good for you.
I appreciate that. Yeah, we're thrilled with the association.
And of course, Manpower has been a basic subscriber of yours for a long time.
They have. And in fact, I worked at Manpower when I first developed the concept for this initiative and moonlighted to develop it, told them about it, and they were four square behind it. They are all about sustainable employment. And since it took off and spun off and has become a full-time gig for my life, they have continued to be a founding and a lead sponsor.
Good for absolutely. Them, because this is important stuff. Kyle Horn, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for doing this. As always, you are always welcome, my friend.
A real pleasure. And I'd encourage people to visit our website, jobhonor.org, to make a nomination, to learn more about us, and to see some of the previous honoree videos.
And we will have links to all of that on the radio blog. Thanks again for doing this. All right, we've got to step aside because it is nigh on to 6 o'clock. That means, of course, we turn into pumpkins or something like that anyway. Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer, as he is each and every evening, most of the time anyway. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend, James Goodlett. For all those folks and our guests, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening, would you please? We'll be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 p.m. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.